That's the sound of a world livestock auctioneer champion. Bailey Ballou from Elgin, Oklahoma, winning the championship this last weekend as put on by the Livestock Marketing Association out in California this year. Bailey Ballou from Elgin, as we mentioned, has sold at the Oklahoma National Stockyards since October of 2010. He started actually selling livestock back in 2005, and in 2006, 2008, 2010, competed at the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship. He won it all here in 2012. Had the opportunity to visit with him and along with other members of the media as they were introduced to Bailey on Monday afternoon. We had the opportunity to talk to him about one of the big issues that he's likely to face as the LMA spokesman in the coming year, how he would be wanting to deal with those that really don't like livestock agriculture at all. There are those out there in society that would like to do away with livestock agriculture. He says he understands that, but he feels that we've got a great story to tell to counter their arguments.
There's groups out there that they're kind of extremist. There's certain individuals and groups that have the wrong idea about our industry and about what it is that we do. And it's just a difference of a way of life. It's a difference of opinion. And I think it's important that we find a common ground with those people. I mean, when it comes right down to it, we in this industry care about the safety of those animals more than anybody. And that's what they feel like they care about is the safety of the animal. So we're on the same page there. But we also have to recognize that we're going to have a difference of opinions in different things. We're going to have our differences as well. And that's just a difference of a way of life. It's a difference in a belief of what that animal's actually here for. You know, you give them shelter in the storms. I mean, we work hard to assure the safety and comfort of our animals, of our livestock as we raise it. You know, Ron, I think a lot of the problems come what actually hits in the media, where it kind of leaks out is maybe at a livestock market or maybe somewhere along on the road by somebody that's transporting some livestock, maybe a trucker. You know, these people that clock in at these livestock auctions, they might clock in at 8 o'clock in the morning and they clock out at when the sale's done and they go home and they don't ever see it. They don't see another animal. They're not invested in these animals. They don't have a genuine care for the animals like they should, and I think the LMA is on the right track. We're gonna you know implement a livestock handling procedure that's going to be mandatory across the LMA markets, and you know it's the responsibility of these markets to implement the proper procedures for handling livestock. We have to educate our employees and the people that handle the livestock to do it the correct way. We have a duty and obligation to our producers, to the livestock themselves, and to our markets and to our industry to make sure that we educate the people that can hurt us the most, you know, the ones that aren't invested. We have to educate them, and you know, and if they're not going to abide by those guidelines, then they're not going to work for us.
Well, one follow-up on that, Bailey, is, you know, you work for one of the world's largest livestock auctions, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma National Stockyards. Are you pretty proud of how they basically handle the stock that they run through every week?
You bet I am, absolutely. I'll tell you this, we might be a little bit slow on Tuesdays because it takes a while to drive. You know, our scales they're probably 40,000-pound scales, and we run singles and odds, you know, and lighter drafts on Tuesdays, so it's a little hard to get them off, but you won't find a hot shot. We're not hot shotting them. We're flags and we're paddles, and you know, cattle come off. We're on the bricks up here. Everything's kept clean. The water is fresh all the time. I would say we rate very high. I'm highly impressed. You know, and another thing with being here at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, being right off of Route 66, we're one of the historic attractions. So we see people, I mean, genuinely from all across the world. I've been up here. I started in October of 2010, and I've just been amazed with the amount of tourists and traffic that we see come through here. And you have those people come through, you better be on your toes. You better be 100% ready for what they're bringing to the table. You know, they've got cameras around their necks and video cameras in their hands, and they're flashing pictures and taking videos. And I think we do a really, really good job of keeping, you know, putting out a really good image for what for our industry. I'm really, really pleased with Oklahoma National Stockyards procedures.
In his acceptance speech out in Turlock, California this last Saturday evening, gave a lot of credit to Ralph Wade, the 1974 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion, of course, from the state of Oklahoma. He said that Ralph took him under his wing and helped him a great deal during the early part of his career. Oklahoma did really well at this year's World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, having the overall champion in Bailey Ballou and then the runner-up champion, third place overall, Brian Little from Wann, Oklahoma. Our congratulations to Brian as well as to Bailey at the World's Livestock Auctioneer Championship this last weekend. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.